morning. You all right?
My name is Abdullah. I'm 13 years old. I'm stuck here in Gaza. Have you ever wondered what you'd do if your world was destroyed? Could you live in a tent?
Raise your baby? Would you help people? Would you try and have some fun? Most important, could you stay alive?
After all this, you could say we're experts. So let me tell you our story. Who knows? One day you might need it.
Let's continue our journey. Today I'm revisiting Khan Yunis camp. Right here used to be my grandfather's house. About 40 people were here, including me and my family, for a few months.
Warplanes dropped massive bombs here. We'd already been displaced 4 times when this happened.
Oops. Oh. It will take years to rebuild Gaza. This area used to be colorful. Now it's gray, just gray. People are leaving the eastern areas of Khan Yunis. Again,
3 miles away, the Israeli army have announced an evacuation order. They're looking for Hamas and its leader, Yahya Sinwar. When the Israeli army call an evacuation order, you have to leave fast, or it can be deadly.
There's not many places to go.
Gaza is tiny, around 25 miles long and 6 miles wide, with a population of 2 million. After the war started, the borders were closed, and barely anyone can leave. The Israeli army ordered us to head to the safe zone, here in the middle area. The army divided Gaza into 623 blocks. I live in block 90. Everything's changed since the war started. I was in the best school in Gaza, the British school in the north. All my lessons were in English. Now I'm here living in a tent.
This is our new way of transportation. There's a shelter, there's another shelter. As you can see here, people are holding yellow tanks to fill out water. Trying to get drinkable water is a very hard task.
Most people lost their jobs when the war started and have to find new ways of making money.
People sell groceries. There's a guy selling birds and pet food. Almost everybody has a small store of their own. Yeah, welcome to our new life.
2.5 miles north of Renad's house, outside the safe zone, there's been no warning of an attack. Casualties are being taken to Al-Aqsa in block 128. It's the last permanent hospital in the safe zone, so it fills up fast. Even if you're still a child, you have to find a way to fit in.
Zakaria is 11.
He's living on his own at the hospital. He's a hustler. We found out later that the Israeli army had raided several houses and rescued four hostages.
274 Gazans were killed.
The hospital is important to everyone now. On top of emergency care, displaced people camp here. Journalists are based here. There's even Wi-Fi, which helps us get news in and out. Zakaria's mentor is Saeed. We moved to block 90 to be in the safe zone. But last night, close to my place, the Israeli army hit the camp with huge bombs.
I was sleeping. I heard the bombing and we got covered in dirt. The smell was horrible. I was terrified. This camp was filled with tents. They got buried underground. Oh my God.
The Israeli army said the strikes had targeted three senior Hamas militants who'd been involved in the October 7th attack.
It's indescribable.
19 people were killed. Bringing a baby into this place is tough. Rana's daughter is a month premature.
طبعاً شعور حلو كتير خصوصاً لو أنا نفسي بنت من زمان يعني.
Rana's been displaced 3 times. Now she's living with her parents and 2 sons in block 128, right next to Al-Aqsa Hospital. She recently separated from her husband. Rana's husband was in prison for drug dealing. But when the war started, Hamas set all prisoners free. They were reunited, then she got pregnant. A lot of displaced people now live in school buildings. But you have to be careful. These get bombed, even in the safe zone. In the hospital, you have to be ready to do anything. Manar's been pulled out of surgery to help in the busy ER.
أنا أسمع الضربات وأنا موجود في المستشفى هان يعني قاعد بسمع الضربات بحكي يا ساتر.
The Israeli army said the school was being used as a Hamas command center. Hamas said it wasn't. In the end, about 100 people were hurt and 30 people were killed. 15 of them were children. Every day there are more evacuation orders. We mainly get these by phone, texts, and social media. New blocks are getting evacuated. The Israeli army is getting closer to the hospital, so Zakaria is going to see his family in block 89. Evacuation orders are getting closer, and her family are preparing in case they need to leave fast. Before the war, Hamas governed Gaza. Their army is called the Qassam Brigade. The Israelis call them terrorists. Across the street, people are starting to flee from the hospital.
We're currently in Al-Aqsa Hospital and there's a state of panic and terror between Palestinians. This is not only a hospital, but it has been a shelter and a refuge for thousands of families. As you say here,
The Israeli army have dropped back, and a three-day pause has been announced so children can be vaccinated. Lack of clean drinking water and poor sanitation have created perfect conditions for a polio outbreak. Renat now has 800,000 followers online, and she's becoming a celebrity. The bombing has stopped for now, so Zakaria's family are planning a party. Inside the hospital, the team are working on a 10-year-old boy. They're assessing if they will need to amputate his arm.
My only consolation from all of this is that he will perks up afterwards and becomes a bright little boy again.
It's the 1st of October, 2024. Missiles are flying over Gaza. They've been launched by Iran into Israel.
Oh, my camera!
Saeed's heading out of the safe zone to what the medics call the red zone. Israeli Apache helicopters are in the area. 5 days after the Apache attack, at 1 a.m., an airstrike has hit tents right outside the hospital. 70 people were injured in a fire, and 6 were killed, including a 19-year-old hospital patient. The Israeli army later said that it was a precise strike on terrorists who were operating inside a command and control center. News is being shared that the leader of Hamas, Yahya Sinwar, the man who planned the October 7th attack on Israel, has been killed.
ولبس ملتم وكان لبس الجعب انه يعني كان جاهز للجهاد كان يحكوا في بداية الحرب عنه انه عايش تحت النفاق عايش في شقة بتجنن انه عايش مكيف ومبسوط وسايب شعبه بموت يعني هو أسس الحرب بس بسببه بعد ما أسس الحرب 7 أكتوبر وشن الهجوم إنه هو تخبى بس أكدت لنا هاي الفيديوهات إنه هو ما كانش متخبي تحت الأرض إنه بالعكس هو بقاوم بجاهد ضد اليهود مش تحت الأرض يعني صراحة موته شريفة كانت فيعني الله يرحمه.
طيب إيش بالنسبة للرهائن الإسرائيليين؟
ما لهمش أي ذنب إنهم ينخطفوا لأنهم بالأول بالأخير هم مدنيين فواحد ما يقبلش إنهم يتأذوا أو يموتوا سواء منا أو منهم.
Renat's reached a million followers, but bombs are still dropping in the safe zone.
نشوفكم قاعدين صار القصف قريبة هنا.
The ceasefire is starting, and the Qassam Brigade is handing over 3 Israeli hostages. People are going to see what's left of their homes. My house was completely destroyed, so my family have found an apartment. It's damaged, but it's better than the tents. And I just turned 14.
I got old. I'm getting old, actually. My mustache is growing. Everybody tells me I got old.
My greatest hope is that the ceasefire continues, and Gaza goes back to what it was before, or even better. But my biggest fear is that the war will return.